Some time ago when I used to broadcast message all the links to my podcast, my aunt used to say these amazing things, and one of the greatest nuggets that I picked up from my conversations with her was that of pearls. So let me try and relate it, and I hope that I relate it well. My aunt says that sometimes the reason why we don't have the things that we desire and want in life is because we struggle with letting go. So she gave an illustration and said that at times we're holding on to this, I mean, or like a piece of jewelry that we like. And it's not the best type of jewelry there is. It's not in the best condition either. But because it's what we're so familiar with and what we're so used to, or because we've been using it so much and it's been serving us so well, we struggle with letting it go. But what we don't realize is that when we let it go, God may be having pearls instead of that. The moment you let go is the moment that He can place something into your hands, something bigger, something greater, something better. So I hope that even as you listen to today's episode and you learn more about your why, you may be able to let go of certain ideologies, certain thought patterns, certain things that you think are great, and yet God has so much more that's awesome in store for you. May it be our portion to let go of things so that we can get the pearls out of this life. Enjoy. Hello, how are you? And welcome to None of the Podcast. So, been quiet for a little bit, hey? Yeah, I realize. Haven't exactly recorded an episode for a podcast, like on the actual day that I'm going to publish it, in a while. Most days now I pre-record and things like that. You know, content creation, content plan, stuff like that. It helps a lot. It really, really does. So today, should we make this podcast audio visual? It would be interesting because some of the things I'd be doing, like right now I am doing my hair, I am plating my mabanzi, or what YouTubers like calling anywho, I think I do a lot of good podcasts whilst I am doing my hair because I'm just focusing, I'm just talking. And yeah, so there's a question that I always ask where I'm like, how are you? And there's a question that I actually want answers to. My podcast allows you to leave messages, and my WhatsApp is always open. I think my number is all over my socials. My WhatsApp is always open. You can DM me on Instagram. Yo, if you send me a Facebook Messenger message, I will see it after 2 years. I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. But like a DM, I'll see it instantly. I think it's because we're now in an era where we use Instagram more than Facebook in like the generation that I am in, or the generation that I come from. Oopsie doosie. So, one of the reasons why I haven't been... Can you hear me brushing my hair? I don't know. But, yeah. One of the reasons why I wasn't really saying much is because I've realized that we teach ourselves to just talk when sometimes we're just supposed to shut up. Not even like shut up and listen, just shut up. Too last week, you know. And there's this whole, hey, I'm a content creator, consistency is key, which is true, it is. But consistency can also look like taking time off, consistency can also look like being true and authentic to the voice and to the audience that you're trying to connect with. True enough to realize that I don't have anything that I think is worthwhile to say to you today. I can come on here, you could listen, you could everything, but my spirit is not necessarily saying, Nana, go on the podcast, say this, do this, this and that. So I'm learning to be sensitive to that, and also at the same time not downplaying that which I am doing. Plus, I made this realization sometime in January, I think. There was a time when I was contemplating on whether I should keep podcasting or I should stop. You know, it's like even how I contemplated whether I should keep blogging or I should stop. So I haven't necessarily stopped blogging. I still blog. I just don't blog as much anymore. And I think it's because maybe that season in my life has sort of like drifted, and I'm sure it will come back. So for me to say I've stopped blogging, no, I haven't stopped blogging. I just don't blog as much anymore. And I also don't put it all out there the way I used to. Like, I used to have so much to say, and I think that was just the season, that was just the time. It's like how now is like there was the time when people wanted to be bloggers, people were blogging, and then there was a time when everyone was like a YouTuber, and now people are into podcasting. Am I lying? I'm not lying. So that's what's up, and it's one of those things whereby you have to realize what I'm about to talk to right now, which is your why. I had an epiphany, guys. Yo, I hope I say that right. I had an epiphany. E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y. Hey! Imagine if that spelling is wrong. And the whole world will forever know. Shame. That'll be so much fun. But even as I'm about to talk about this, it's one of those things whereby I'm actually, my heart is like sort of beating fast even as I think about it, because it's something that we constantly have to keep in check, to keep in line, to just keep looking back at. And it's one of those things, guys. So I do a lot of things. And I wouldn't really describe myself as a busybody, because like a busybody is someone who's doing stuff, but the stuff of it is just, you know. So I know that the things that I'm currently doing, they don't necessarily have results like there and then, but eventually, like in years to come and things of that nature, things of that sort, there will be results. So I told myself that, yo, some of this stuff is draining me, which was very true. Especially when it's something that is not necessarily your vision. Something where you are trying to help or push other people's visions. And the strength for that, I mean, the strength for your own vision can die down. So what more? Another person's vision. So I got to a point where I had to sit down and reevaluate the things that I was doing. And I was like, for sure, some of those things are not really taking or getting me anyway. And you have to be true to yourself about that. It's like how I always say that not every good thing is supposed to be yours. I know we want good things, we want amazing things in our lives, but there's a balance to life as well. Not every good thing is supposed to be yours. I think we just want to, we are a selfish generation. We just want to grab, you know? Sometimes that's how we end up not staying in our own lanes and overdoing certain aspects of life and etc. Because the things that we are trying to be doing are not the plans and the purpose that God has for us. Okay, let me try and explain, because I digress sometimes. So, and sometimes I know I've been told that I leave people hanging without fully understanding sometimes what it is I'm trying to convey, the message that I'm trying to convey. The message I'm trying to convey today is as simple as know your why. Know your why. Know your why and stay true to your why. It's really as simple as that. So, one of the things about me is I'm a very like supportive person, and I'm a person who you can give your dream and you can give your vision and I can run it. I might even run it and explain it better than you, umnikazi, with vision. I'm that person. I can do that. I've been graced by God to do that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that every good thing and every good vision that comes my way, that when everyone makes a proposition, I have to take it. But striking that balance can be hard sometimes. It's hard a lot of times because when we're moving in our flesh tells us this is good, do it. This is a good venture, this is a good idea, do it. And there's always that, what if I say that I don't want to be a part of this initiative, but it blows up in years to come and then I regret and what, and what, and what. Because I have times when I ask myself that, yo, what if I regret not taking this up? What if I, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, let me do it and see how it goes. But when I realize that it's not going well, then I drop it, then what? But the thing is, when you're a committed person, even if you see good, I am a takanana, you will try and revive it. You will try and make it make sense, even when it's no longer making sense. You will try all that you have, because it's in you, it's in your nature to make things like happen, to make things make sense, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, man. I have had to realize that not every good thing requires me to be a part of it. Sometimes you can just watch and applaud. You don't need to be part of the driving force. You don't need to be part of the people who are pushing it. You can just watch and applaud for them. Just say, well done. You are doing a good job, and move on with your life. And that's okay. It's not nonchalant per se, but it is being part of being self-aware. It's a part of self-awareness. And for me, 2022 is one of the years where I was like, yo, enough is enough. I have to start this way, you know. I remember sometime in June, July, August, somewhere there, I felt overwhelmed, guys. I don't even want to lie. I felt overwhelmed. And I wanted to let go of so many projects that I was doing at the time. But I found myself pushing, keeping on, yo. Keeping on and everything, I found myself going and going and going. And I went and went and went. But something in my spirit kept saying, stop, stop, just stop. But me being me, I kept going. And I think we do that a lot sometimes. A lot sometimes. I think we do it. A lot of people do it. And it's something that we need to look at and work on. So I took the new year as a chance to be like, I'm sorry, but I can no longer be a part of this and things of that nature. Because I knew that I had to let go. I knew that I had to stop whatever it is I was doing at the time. And sometimes it feels like So I'm going to stop this. But then someone else is going to come pick it up. They might do even a crappy job. And I might be like, oh, I should have done that. You know, maybe this is imposter syndrome. This is something that we're also going to talk about someday. But I was just like, yeah, be confident and be true in yourself. Be confident in that you hear God and that you're sensitive to your own spirit and to your soul as a human being. So I was like, yeah, that's what's up. And I sent in my apologies, you know, various places, various initiatives. People asking me, can you be a part of this? Can you be a part of this? I'm sorry. At the moment, I can't really. I'm busy or I just don't feel like it's the right time and the right moment for me to be doing this. Good things, guys. Good things. It's not even like... Good things. Good things. Good things that build up nations, that build up generations. But I had to let go of some of them. And for one of those things, I remember so well and so vividly that is when I had the epiphany. Where I was like, wait, why am I even doing this? Because I was in a serious dilemma when it came to that aspect. For that thing, I was in a serious, serious, serious dilemma. Like, yo, for about 2-3 days, I was talking to some of my friends, talking about it, praying about it. They were praying for me, checking up on me, and just helping me even as I was making the decision that I was making. And I remember the uneasiness that it came with. But at the same time, I really knew what I was supposed to do. And then that's when I sat down and asked myself, why am I doing this? Like, in the first place, what was my why? And that's when I realized that my why in the first place was not a good enough why. My why in the first place was not the right why. And that is how I ended up making the decision that no, I'm not doing this thing. My why had been a very, I wouldn't say a very terrible why, because I think many of us do that. My why had been simply, this is a great initiative, and wow, imagine what it will do for me and what it will do for my purpose. How do we pronounce that word? For my purpose. What it would do for the things that God desires to do with me and in my life. To me, it was a stepping stone. To me, it was something that would be recognizable. It was something that people would be able to talk about for the next years, decades to come. Heck, maybe it was something for the history books. I still think it could be. And for my name to appear in that, ha, guys. Guys, that to me was just tremendous. And then I looked back and I was like, it's a great thing. I was like, but that's the why? The why is not so that people hear God. The why is not so that I do that which God has told me and commissioned me to do. The why is basically for people to see. That's what it basically is about. The why is as simple as, look at me, D1A. And I was like, no, sis. Yes, there might be people whose purpose in life is for them to be seen. Good for them. But for you, sis, no. Not for you, Nana. Not for you. You're not the one. You're not the one to do this. You're not the one, not only because you're not qualified, because God already calls the unqualified, so that doesn't matter. You're not the one because this is not what God has told you to do. You're not the one because your why is wrong. The reason why we do things more often than not matters more than the things that we do. And I don't think we realize it enough. the reason what behind us starting those businesses that we are starting matters. The reason why you're starting that podcast matters. The reason why you're starting or you're writing that book matters. Are you doing it for recognition, your own recognition, or you're doing it for God's recognition? And now I'm not saying that there's anything wrong for doing it for your own recognition. Like I said, some people are called for that. Some people are. Some people, I mean, I think that's why they're celebrities, right? Those are the people that were born into this world to be famous, for people to talk about them, for people to feel inspired by them and to want to aspire to be like them, right? But then there are people who are simply called to touch lives, who are simply called to change lives, even with whatever little that they seem to be doing. And it's important for us to look back at our whys. Why are you doing what you're doing? It's important. And I cannot even emphasize it enough. I hope that I've been able to express this. I've tried expressing it to the best of my ability, given what I have at this moment and some of the things that I can or cannot disclose. As though. But it's really that simple. You need to figure out your why and stay true to it. Why did I start a podcast? I mean, I have an episode already written, why a podcast? Started a podcast because I have so many thoughts that run through my mind. Started a podcast because I think a lot and I like talking and connecting with people. Started a podcast because Hansi, there's this saying, Hansi, I am the table. I don't know. I don't know. I'm still debating about that, whether I am the table or I should create my own table. But there's those two sayings whereby they're not giving you space at the table. Create your own table, blah, blah, blah. Because I realized I was waiting for some big break. I was waiting to become a household name of sorts. I was waiting to have one of those names that when people mention Namandla, Naledi, Nana, Mpunganyi, it just clicks, you know, in certain people's minds. I was waiting for that. But then I realized, I'll wait then until what? Until when? And what if it never happens? Then what? We go to the grave without doing the things that we felt fulfill our purposes. That just seems wrong and unfair. And it just seems like a life not quite well lived, if that makes any sense. So I started the podcast with an Android phone. I don't even own an iPhone, guys. I started the podcast and I had people say, oh, what you're saying on your podcast is making so much sense. And I don't even have like a big following on my podcast. I don't. And what I was happy about is the podcast application that I started my podcast with doesn't necessarily allow me to see how many followers I have. If you have a way of figuring that out, please just wait a bit with it. I don't want the information as yet because it's been helpful to not really keep track. Because we live in a time where numbers are what make us feel as though we are making an impact and doing things right, etc, etc. But sometimes you're touching that one person's life and that's just enough. Maybe you are called for that one person in that specific season, in that specific moment. And that should be okay. If that's my why, that should be fine. We should be content with it, you know? And I just hope that God gives us the grace to be okay with our whys, because sometimes sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy. We all want to do these big things in our lives and have these amazing stories to tell and everything. We live in a world where good is not good enough. You know? We live in a world where you have to be super amazing, super dope, super exciting, where you have to do things that are extraordinary and out of this world. But we're in this world. Sometimes it's okay to just do things in this world at this level. Come on, my guy. And so, yeah, the basic thing that I just wanted to talk about today is your why. What is your why? For whatever venture that you want to do, what is your why? If you're starting a business because you want to make money, stay true to that why. You know? Yes, whys can change because visions can change over time. Maybe you end up deciding, yo, this business thing, in as much as I'm making money, let me also bring in the philanthropy into it. And that's fine. That's okay. But realizing and knowing your why and staying true to it is important. Staying true to the why that you had 5 years ago might not be staying true to your why today. Because people evolve, people grow, people change. I mean, that's life. It's expected. It must happen. If it doesn't happen, we get worried and things like that. So I think, yeah, I've spoken enough on this. I've spoken a lot, and I'm hoping that I brought my point across home. If not, thank God that I can edit on this application, because I might need to edit certain things and whatnot, or just give it to you as raw as it is and as I was just thinking it and going on and on and on and on and on and on about it. So tell me what you think. What's your why, man? Just think, just reflect, just take time to delve deeper and to introspect. It's important. It really is. Okay, ciao. Love you. Bye. Remember the intro when I talked about pearls and about how when we let go, we make room for more? Yeah, that's what happened with me. My hands were free. I didn't have a lot more going on. I had just emptied my spaces because I understood my why. And the whys that I'd been doing certain things were not the right whys. So I let go. And something bigger, greater, lovelier, and more perfect for my why was put in the stead. Go ahead and let go, hey? African threading, exactly. African threading. Ah, I finally remembered what they call plaiting mabanzi on YouTube. In English, in America. I don't know where the YouTubers are from. But they call it African threading, exactly.